Not so fast. There's preparation guidelines. Welcome back to PWOP, Poker with Old People. Before you jump into a game online, let's slow it down a little bit. Preparation is everything, and getting your setup right can save you a lot of frustration. Today, we're talking about how to prepare your mind, your body, and your computer so that you're ready for anything the poker table or the internet throws at you. Let's start with the tech. Online poker can feel intimidating if you're not confident in your setup, but a little preparation goes a long way. A stable internet connection is a must. If you're playing on Wi-Fi, make sure you're close to your router. Not too close. Better yet, use an Ethernet cable if you can. It's more reliable and less prone to random disconnects. Check your internet speed ahead of time. Websites like speedtest.net can give you a quick report. Keep your computer clear. Close unnecessary programs and tabs before you start. You don't want your game freezing because your browser decided to update in the middle of a hand, and trust me, it will. It's uncanny. Software updates. Make sure your poker client is up to date. Software updates often fix bugs and improve performance. Now, poker might not seem physical, but trust me, your body does play a role in your game. Comfort is key. Set yourself up in a comfortable chair with good posture. If you're hunched over, you will feel it after a long session. Snacks and hydration, keep them on hand. Water and light snacks. Poker requires focus, and you don't want to lose concentration because you're thirsty or hungry. Take breaks. Plan to take a quick break every hour or so. Step away from the screen, stretch, reset your mind, go through poses 1 through 5, whatever you want to do. Your mindset is just as important as your setup. Here's how to get in the right headspace for poker. Stay calm. Poker can be stressful, especially when the cards aren't going your way. Take a deep breath and remind yourself it's all part of the long game. Set goals. Before you sit down, decide what you want to accomplish. Maybe it's learning more about your opponents, getting better at taking notes, improving your hand reading, or just enjoying yourself. But having a clear goal will keep you focused. Manage expectations. You won't win every hand. That's okay. Success in poker is about long term, not short term. Now that you know how to prepare, you're one step closer to feeling confident and in control at the table. Take a little time. Get your setup right. You'll thank yourself later. Thanks for joining me here at PWOP, Poker with Old People. Next time, we'll talk about starting hands and how to know when it might be time to fold. Is your fold button your friend? You'll find out. Until then, happy prepping. Shuffle up and deal.